This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
You know that Ross's Appliances and Furniture is the leading appliance and furniture recycler in Hawaii. Ross's has been producing quality new and renewed appliances for decades. Ross's now debuts their new Green Bed Factory, Hawaii's environmentally conscious mattress and box spring factory. You can save your budget, your back, and the planet all at the same time at Ross's. Go green, save green at Ross's Big Green Building. Check it out for yourself. Ross's will save you hundreds of dollars, and they guarantee it.
Grandma ain't clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma ain't played a tambourine. Out a warning, she'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand. Grandma's hand. Soothe the local unwed mother. Grandma's hand. Used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hand used to lift her face and tell her, she'd say, baby, Grandma, understand that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands, Grandma's hand. Grandma's hand used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hand me up each time I fell. Grandma's hand, boy, they really came in a handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy. What you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have Grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for Grandma's hand.
Good morning. Welcome to the Carol Cox Show. Another beautiful day. Diamond Head is absolutely spectacular. Driving in, shrouded in clouds and a little rain. Absolutely beautiful. Anyway, today I have, as I said last week, Miss Claire Shimabukuro, Executive Director of Hawaii Meals on Wheels, and Miss Tammy Hess, a volunteer for Hawaii Meals on Wheels. Ladies, good morning, and how are you?
Good morning. Aloha kakahiaka.
Aloha.
Wow.
Yes. I'm really excited about it, and from start to the beginning of this conception of the idea of coming in and looking for a nonprofit, it's Christmas time, and not only just Christmas time, you have a mission that is continuous every day, and it's in the spirit every day you're giving, right?
We are. We are giving, and we're also receiving. And,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to ask Tammy to talk about one or two of her clients, just to illustrate what it means by we receive.
Okay. Real.
Well, I do Upper Kalihi, and I have 10 clients.
Mm-hmm.
I have been adopted by a brother and sister. You can't see me off the radio, but I'm not Chinese, really, but they've taken me into their heart, and I them. I have several people that are in their 90s, and every Friday I get to go and deliver to them, and they're waiting at the door for me, and they're so happy to see me, and I'm so happy to see them that,
mm-hmm.
you know, just the love that I get on Friday morning just keeps me going till the next Friday, and I really wish I could see these folks every day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
They sparkle when you come to the door. They're just so happy, and there's some of them live in little homes that are just disintegrating in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they welcome me into that little home, and they are just so proud to and happy that I'm there. And I know that there are other volunteers on my route that feel the same way. In fact, mm-hmm. I got to train one lady to do my route, and I said, I will train you, but I'm not sure if I'm going to want to let you take my people.
Take your clients, right.
And, you know, she was wonderful, and mm-hmm. they love her as much as they love me. Mm-hmm. And it's just such a good feeling, because otherwise some of these folks wouldn't see anybody all day.
Right.
And to be the person that they get to see, it is just so heartwarming.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
I did a ride-along with your folk, Mr.
Gordon.
Gordon Lau.
Yeah.
Very nice man, and just make you believe in humankind. I mean, when we see these efforts, and hopefully out there our listeners will join in with us at 524-1080 and show some kindness. If you want to volunteer or you want to make donations. And Myla, just before we get busy and get going, how, if someone wanted to contact Hawaii Meals on Wheels to make donation or volunteer, what would they do and how do they contact you?
The best thing to do is to call our phone number, which is 988-6747.
Mm-hmm.
988-6747. Alternatively, for those of you who are techies, you can go to our website, which is hmow.org.
Uh-huh.
You were talking about giving, and we're embarking on our 30th year, and we have volunteers who actually have been volunteering for 30 years. So the commitment to what we do is amazing, and it's to the good grace of those who help others in their community.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, I witnessed some of the things that I saw. Your meals are cooked in a certified kitchen. And what was it, the Palolo Chinese Home is a kitchen, certified kitchen?
Yes.
And can you share with us some of the homes, some of the kitchens that you rely on?
Sure. Our business model is this. Every meal that we bring is a hot meal.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we have to make certain that those meals are going to continue to stay hot for the length of time that we pick them up and deliver them.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we have partnerships. We don't have a central kitchen. We have partnerships with 9 care home kitchens and hospital kitchens and 1 commercial kitchen all over Oahu, which means that at the same time every day, you were at Palolo Chinese Home, out on the Windward side at Aloha Nursing Home, and Eva at the Hawaii Medical Center, Pearl City Nursing Home, Luna Lilo in Hawaii Kai, Straub Hospital, Kuakini Hospital, and a catered experience in central Oahu. People were all going at the same time, picking up their hot meals, and then delivering them in the community. So therefore, they did not have to, or they don't have to daily, go way out of their way. They just go to the place that's closest
mm-hmm.
and deliver in that area. And additionally, because these are certified kitchens with medical professionals and nutritional professionals, we're able to bring specific therapeutic meals for those who need them. Pureed meals, chopped meals, or as you saw, no nuts, no seeds, no spicy.
Yeah, I mean, very specific. No nuts, no seeds. Some clients have minced or mechanically minced. Or some have cool or chill lunches and what have you. So it's very specific and not just willy-nilly. You have to observe the medical conditions and all, huh?
That's great. I love that willy-nilly. If one has had a stroke, for example,
mm-hmm.
it could be life-threatening to choke on food. And mm-hmm. so therefore a pureed meal is a safe meal for one to be able to swallow. And that could make the difference between life and death. Also, too, we've had clients who've had some serious, serious renal issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've had to have very specific no potassium, no phosphate, limited liquid, low sodium meals. People are diabetic, and so they would need a diabetic meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lucky guys get to have regular meals. So.
Wow. Tammy, I noticed a lot of the people, when Gordon would show up and they'd come to the door, their eyes would brighten up. They'd be smiling.
Oh, yeah.
Is that part of your reward? And
that is absolutely my reward.
Mm-hmm.
It is so fulfilling. I can't even tell you. It's almost like a religious experience,
mm-hmm.
because it's just, you just, oh. One thing that I've said in the past is, if you were to close your eyes, and please don't do this if you're driving, but if you were to close your eyes and not hear anything and not see anything, and then somebody knocks on your door and they're bringing you a meal, they're not just bringing you a meal, they're bringing you a little bit of camaraderie with the human race. And to think of some of my clients, I'm the only person they see on Fridays,
mm-hmm.
that's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
It, on some levels, it breaks my heart because they're in that situation. But it's because the rest of the world has just gotten so busy and don't have the time to honestly, it's because they're trying to work to pay for all of this.
Right.
You know, but to not have the time to spend with grandma or mom or dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to go do that.
Right. So you get to fill in where others just, they're caught up into the everyday motions,
yeah.
in life. And so that's why Hawaii Meals on Wheels, there seem to be, I look at some of the clients you have, and they have medical conditions that
yes.
are, sounds, excuse me, it sounds as if, and it appeared that it's important sometimes. Can you share with us, have you actually visited where you discover they need medical care or the emergency that you observe? How does that work?
I'll tell a story. I'll tell a story, and it's about two people, two volunteers, and their two clients, and it's a New Year's story. One of our wonderful volunteers, Mary Teal, and who volunteers in an area where there are a lot of senior housing areas, senior high-rises,
mm-hmm.
came to the door one New Year's Day. This was in 2007. And she knocked on the door, and there was no answer. And she had eight other meals to deliver, so she called our office, and she said, Mr. A is not answering, so I'm going to finish delivering, and then I'll come back. So she went along, you know, took another 45 minutes, finished delivering all the meals. And in the meantime, we called the next of kin of the person. When we mm-hmm. do a client intake, we always have an emergency contact for a time such as this. And we called, and the closest relative was a distant cousin who was actually, who was concerned that she had not seen him the night before to pop firecrackers. But it didn't dawn on her that there might be something wrong because they're so distant. And so we then called 911 for this reason. Mary came back, and she said, you know, there are three newspapers in the front stoop, and I can hear the TV inside.
Mm-hmm.
And so we called the building manager. We called 911. They came, responded. And he had fallen ostensibly on Friday because of the three newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
It was very weak, maybe 10 feet away from the door. And he was hanging on because he knew that somebody was going to come eventually because he received meals.
Mm-hmm.
So they wheeled him out on the gurney, and he was saying, don't forget I got meals tomorrow. And in that way, Mary was an angel and you know, was able to make the difference and save this man's life.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of clients, how does one become a client? And what are the criteria?
The first criteria is that one needs to be homebound and
mm-hmm.
unable to cook or shop for themselves. So that's the very basic criteria. We also take into consideration the social support system, whether someone is a senior or a disabled younger person living alone, whether they're married, whether they live with other relatives that can help them, and we have various protocols for being able to determine who's the most needy. We do ask people for a profile, a medical profile, a nutrition profile, and also a what's called IADL and ADL, meaning activities for daily living, which tests someone's ability to move around. Can you dress yourself? Can you use the bathroom by yourself? Can you manage money by yourself? We ask all of these questions. And then we weigh them based on whether one's nutrition profile is very dismal, whether one is able to move around their house, and what are the, and also the medical conditions. We put all those together. We do have a social worker on our board and also a social worker on staff.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a partnership with the UH School of Social Work. So we then visit people and determine where we can place them. And this is, of course, all done on hierarchical need.
Is there a cost to this program? And is, if there are costs, is there, are there exceptions?
We'll talk about costs in terms of what we ask from the clients, and then we'll talk about our own costs with regard to what we do. Part of our mission is that we're dedicated to help elders and individuals with disabilities preserve their independence at home. This is as much about dignity and independence as it is about hunger and about nutrition. And so therefore, part of the move, if you will, to preserve independence and dignity is to make a request that people contribute toward their meals. We don't send a bill. We don't say this is going to cost you X amount of money. We'll say this is what your meals cost us this month, and you can feel free to make a contribution.
Mm-hmm.
This way people feel as though they're contributing, whether they contribute a dollar a month or $5 per meal, they're making a contribution. However, we don't send a bill and collect on them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, conversely, we pay all of these wonderful kitchen partners to produce the meals. So our largest cost, by far, our overwhelmingly largest cost per month and per year, or everything else, is the cost of the meals that these institutions provide for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a very classic nonprofit situation where we pay to provide the service. But we are a charity.
Oh, okay. Okay, folks out there, if you're, again, we're talking with folks from Hawaii Meals on Wheels, Claire Shimabukuro, the executive director, and Tammy Hess. You can call us at 524-1080, 524-1080. Anyway, I had invited Gordon here, and I really appreciate him carrying around, and I thought one day I'm going to become elder because I'm going to live a long time, and then there's going to come that moment, and I don't want to burden my family so this just seems to be such a relief valve where families having a busy schedule or geographically prohibits the daily visits, whatever, and also a lot of the times now while we're young we should think about these things as we allow ourselves to get fenced in predicaments. So it's not all negative, it's just that circumstance. But I watch your program, and I was really impressed with it. And that I just knowing that it's out there, it makes you feel good.
You know, you talked about circumstance and ability. In Hawaii, the age group that is growing at the fastest rate is the age group over 80. And that means that people are living longer, and so there are elderly people with older people taking care of them. And so therefore, if you retire at age 60, you may not have free time to every day go on fishing or doing traveling this and that. You may be taking care of your 80 and 90-year-old parent. And so you are right, Carol, there are older people taking care of older people taking care of older people. So that's one situation. And a lot of times, imagine if you were, say, 65, and you had a parent who was 96, and they required a lot of close care, and so therefore you were unable to leave the house. That becomes extremely burdensome, and caregivers can experience burnout. And so part of the mission of Hawaii Meals on Wheels is also to help relieve those caregivers by allowing someone else to come in and bring the meal so that you can have a little bit of respite. So it really is something that goes beyond just caring for an older person. A retired older person with a very old retired person can sometimes have respite because they might be trapped as a caregiver. And I don't mean to use that term trapped, but you know, because people are living longer, older people are taking care of older people. So,
Well, you know, it may appear that putting the cart before the horse, but we didn't talk about your history and how you were founded. But that's always we can talk about how we were founded. But what you're doing, I wanted to showcase that, put that up front. So for people out there, how were you founded and what is the history and who really are your basic supporters or founders or what have you?
Hawaii Meals on Wheels was founded on April 29th, 1979 by a coalition of nine churches. And one of the founding members, one of the founding cornerstones is a woman named Irmgard Hormann, and she is the daughter of, she's 90 years old, soon be 91. She's a wonderful person. Her father was a Lutheran minister, and she went to various different churches from different denominations, Episcopal churches, Lutheran, Methodist, Presbyterian, Congregationalist, United Church of Christ, Unitarian, and they all got together and decided that they needed to do something. Previously, they had been doing things like friendly neighbor visits, bringing food, doing clothing drives for their congregation. And it got to be overwhelming, and so they sat down and said, what one thing, what is the one basic thing that people need for survival and for dignity? And they decided that it was the hot meal with the friendly neighbor visit. And so they founded Hawaii Meals on Wheels. Mm. And today we have people who have volunteered from that very first time. We have Ken and Alice Chun from Manoa Valley Church, which is a founding church. Ken is going to be 89 this coming year. And Alice, his wife, childhood sweetheart from Farrington High School, is 87. And they still drive together and take meals. And they've done it for 30 years, and they've taken their kids.
How old are they now again?
They're going to be 89 and 87.
And the two of them are delivering meals.
They're a delivery team, and they have taken up to now their children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren with them, and they still do it every week.
Wow. Okay, folks, there's
real
no excuse
heroes.
Now. Wow, that, so they care and they continue. But what happened with this fuel cost, the expense and the spike? How did that impact you?
I'm going to tell you another story. We have a great volunteer by the name of Kelly Villaverde. And Kelly lives on the Windward side, lives in the Kailua area. And he's a musician by night, and he delivers in the Enchanted Lake area. And about a couple of years ago, he decided to experiment with a moped that he bought for his wife because he normally delivered meals in his Toyota Tacoma. And his intention was to be environmentally responsible.
Mm-hmm.
It really didn't have a whole lot to do with fuel saving costs. He was just thinking, okay, you know, I don't want to emit, you know, a lot of stuff into the air, and I want to be responsible. So he rigged a moped to be able to carry, I believe he has 10 to 12 meals. He rigged a round 5-gallon drum that he has between his legs and insulated it, and then put two saddlebags on for salads and cold desserts and drinks, because we serve all of that together. And he delivers on his moped, and about a year after he started doing this, the gas situation got pretty dire. And so he was ahead of the ball, so to speak. But I should add that our volunteers are amazing, that some of them will not quit even if they drive, for example, blazers, as Tammy did at one time. Our volunteers are true heroes. They will continue to do this. They say they will continue to do this till they drop.
Okay, we got a caller. Good morning. Jim, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. Good morning, Mr. Cox. How are you today?
I'm fine.
I've seen pieces on the meal, on the news, I should say, about the Meal on Wheels, and they do a great thing. And I'd like, on behalf of my company, donate $1,000 to the cause, and also personally donate $500 to the cause. You do a great thing.
And then, what is your company, sir?
Our company is Schnitzer Steel Hawaii Corporation. We're Hawaii's largest scrap metal recycler. 10 oldest. We've been on the islands a good 50 to 60 years.
And but Mr. Steel.
Mr. Steel. Mr. Recycled Steel.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Jim. Thank you so much. Jim Bannigan. Thanks, Jim.
We're very, very proud. And keep up the good work. We're proud of what you do. And we need more organizations like you in this state to kind of help turn things around. So keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you. And if you ever want to come on a route with us, please do. Give us a call at the office, and we can take you on a ride and let you see what it is we do.
Maybe maybe what we'll do is I can call you. This coming season we'll do it. I'll speak to Mr. Cox and get his number, your number from him.
Okay. Again, our number is 988-6747, and call us, and we will take you on a ride with us, and you get to be with us and get the love from our clients that we get.
And also call us to arrange for your donation. Thanks again, Jim.
I will do that.
Awesome.
No problem.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hooray for Schnitz of Steel.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you. Keep up the good work, Mr. Cox.
All righty. Aloha.
Yeah. Aloha.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Well.
During this is significant because this is not an easy economic time.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kindness...
Well,
the kindness of strangers makes a big difference.
It's a circle of friends, and so what you do is you just project it, and these are good people. I mean, everybody out there, we have our moments, but all in all, human beings are good creatures. And so I was moved to try and just bring you on because seeing what happens and tell you a little story about me. I've always been in this mode of giving to people, and what I do every day, it motivates me because I think we, as a person, we should be caring for others, about the environment, and on and on. So what I do, every single day, I ask myself, what can I do for others? Not what they can do for me, because I wouldn't take it anyway. I'm the shy guy who simply can't ask for much. But I can give. So that scale is, there's an imbalance if I were to describe it. But I feel good about it. And so I had an aunt and my grandmother and everything. That's why I play that song by Bill Withers, Grandma's Hand. Because we all have a lot of that in us, our mothers, our grandmothers, and our fathers. But I had an aunt whose name was Mary Ware. And each Mother's Day, each Easter, and each Father's Day, she would visit, and I'm from Mississippi, and she would actually visit. And I would go along with her as a small kid until I was 12, 13, 14. Accompany her where she would take ice cream and the 5-gallon buckets or the gallon buckets, roses that she grew in her yard, in her garden, potatoes or whatever, and would take them what we call it was described as the poor farm, but what it was a county-operated facility where if you were ill or didn't destitute or what have you, you were housed in that facility. And they called her Aunt Moses. But She lived to be 100 and something, 104, 105, and up until that point, she was delivering.
Oh, wow.
So her Meals on Wheels was simply one that she would, our uncle would drive us or someone from her church. But anyway, that's what it's about with this whole effort. Are you affiliated with... another Meals on Wheels. Are you affiliated or do you work together or are separate entities?
Well, we're both separate entities. The Lanakila Rehab Center has a large Meals on Wheels program that is part of their rehab center, and they do a lot of other work besides that. We both belong to the Elderly Affairs Division, which is a city and county entity. And part of an aging network. Additionally, Palolo Chinese Home, which is one of our kitchen vendors, does a Meals on Wheels in the immediate area to do some relief for us, but it's an official Meals on Wheels, as is our Luna Lilo Home Kitchen in Hawaii Kai. They do some of the relief work for some of our waiting lists as well. And I believe that the Arcadia Care Home also has the Meals on Wheels. So there are a few around. Lanakila is largest, and they do congregate dining, and they do frozen meals, and they do some hot meals. And we are the next largest, and we do all hot meals on a daily basis. And the others sort of do it as a supplement.
Wow.
So, and there's still waiting lists.
Now, I'm aware out in Whitmore Village by Wahiwa, there are people out there that receive Meals on Wheels. And I've just in talking, you don't realize how many people rely on these this program. And I've known people now that are diabetic, that are amputees, or just whatever. And you don't think about this, but yeah, they do get hot meals, and they can't cook for themselves. And I personally, I would appreciate that if I, as I get to become a senior.
And it's not only with regard to age. Due to circumstance, sometimes beyond our control, someone who might be younger than 60 will have gotten into a horrible accident, may have been born with a disability, and as you say, quite often we don't think about those things, and we don't think about what life might be like for that person. And Tammy talked a little bit about if you close your eyes, you know, how do you feel? We have a client who is paralyzed from the neck down, and he even opens his door with, you know, with a device with his mouth, and he talked to our social worker when we were doing an intake with him, and he talked about his most frightening moment was during either Hurricane Iniki or Hurricane Eva, one of the devastating hurricanes, and he was there in his house, unable to move, frightened out of his wits, with everything swirling around him, and no one there to help. And so there are people out there who have dire need. There are others who may live in a high-rise in Waikiki and was once married and were having fun and having a great life, and is now perhaps widowed and in a relatively nice apartment but with no one around.
Wow. Well, what happens is that we take our younger lives and our fortunate health and what have you for granted at times, and find ourselves in a predicament that warrants the help from others. But there's dignity in this, and the way it's done. Okay, we got another caller, I should say. Good morning, Alan. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Carol.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for calling in. You got a question for the Meals on Wheels folks, Ms. Shimabukuro, Claire and Tammy?
Actually, good morning, Claire and Tammy. We've been listening this morning, and we really, really appreciate what you guys do. And we'd just like to donate $500 from our organization.
Oh, what is your organization?
Our company is called Refrigerant Recycling, Inc.
Oh, thank you. Oh, this just is so overwhelming when we get to hear that other people want to give to us, because it just means we get to feed that many more seniors.
Well, you know, thinking back, if it was my mother or my father or my grandparents, we'd want this to happen.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's truly just, it's so overwhelming when we get donations and people care. It really gives the human spirit.
Alan, we thank you so much for your donation. And so to donate, please call us at 988-6747. Again, you can call us at 988-6747. And we are at Post Office Box 61194, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96839. You can also donate via PayPal on our website, which is hmow.org.
So if they wanted to go to your website again, clear hmow.org. Okay. Well, Alan, thank you. And This company, Refrigerant Recycling, really do some great things. You were talking about some environmental efforts. Were you going to incorporate fuel-efficient or hybrid cars into your program of delivery? Well, one of the things that they do, among many, is recycle refrigerant gas, gas that is horrendous, that consumes ozone and poses a health risk and contributes to global warming. They actually recycle all of that and much, much more, metal and all.
Okay, so let's talk about other kinds of partnerships, Alan, because beyond what we do, you know, beyond what we do, we also try to be aware of what's going on globally. And we love partnering with organizations like yours that are making a difference environmentally. So 988-6747, let's talk.
Got it.
Well, thank you, Alan. I appreciate it, and I'm sure they do. And some of those faces
we
that
really
I saw
do.
on the ride-along, absolutely. And thank you again. That's Alan Evans from Refrigerant Recycling.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we also had Mr. Jim Bannigan of Snitcher Steel Hawaii, so we really appreciate you calling in.
It's overwhelming, and I'd like to get back to something you just mentioned, which is partnering with environmentally responsible organizations. A couple of weeks ago, we did a ride-along with Miles EV, Miles Electric Vehicles, which is an organization that is producing cars that are totally emission-free, that run, that you basically plug in at night and then drive. And it was amazing to be able to ride in a car that was not emitting any kinds of carbon CO2 in the air. And so we coincidentally took them on a route that went way up to Sierra Drive, and I thought, oh, you know, I don't know if this car's going to be able to make it. But what was great about it is that when we came down the hill, the braking effort recharged the battery. And so we talked with Miles about perhaps doing more in the future to help promote clean air as well as doing a charity.
Great, great. Well, thank you, Alan. We appreciate it, and thanks for give our thanks to Refrigerant Recycling.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Aloha. Anyway, I don't know what to say. That just people are, as I said earlier, people are just good in spirit and,
yes.
And just good. And most of the companies out there are, you know, they're strapped with hard times and difficult times, economic times as well as you. But isn't it amazing that no matter what, all of the companies out there are giving in some way or some form or fashion. So it's absolutely wonderful.
It's more than wonderful because it is tough. It's a very tough time. And the future, one watches the newscasts,
yeah.
Doesn't look very optimistic. There's some trepidation. I mean, I don't like to dwell on that because
yeah.
I think organizations like these to show the way. And people gravitate towards something that is positive and giving, and it gives people hope rather than saying, okay, gloom and doom. People like this and people like yourself put out a positive poll, and so it gives a lot of people the impetus to do the good work. So
mm-hmm.
We're grateful to all of you.
Well, the newspapers and what have you, even though they, the doom and gloom, but that's not about humanity. That's it has absolutely little or nothing to do. It's massaging our, it's entertaining us in a sense, you know. The if it bleed, it leads, and if it's on the news and whatever, we can dismiss that because by nature human beings are good people. Sometimes we stumble but fumble, but when we're brought into this world, we don't have any intents or ill intentions. We learn them, so, and then we forget them, the good things. And that's okay. It's always, as they get older, or like myself, we're moved by what we see and what you do. And so let's keep it up. I don't have any problem with being thinking good and thinking positive and doing good things.
That's great.
So anyway, that's where we go with this. I give, you give. It's a circle of friends, right?
It is.
Yes.
So, anyway, we have another caller. But anyway, what we have here, with your group, I spoke with Darlene Nakayama, Miss Darlene Nakayama, at the Palolo Chinese home. You walk into this facility, and it is clean. It is. You watch this gentleman stamp the machines and seal the meals. Okay, we have another caller here. I'm sorry to run in my mouth here. Steve, we have Steve. Good morning. How are you, Steve?
Good. Hello.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
Good. It's Steve Joseph.
Yeah, Steve Joseph. You have a comment for for Claire or Miss Tammy?
Yeah, no. I've been listening, and the company that I work with, PPP Landfill out here, we run the landfill out in Nanakuli. We wanted to make a donation of $500 to.
Oh, thank you. I'm speechless. And I sound like a broken record, but in these tough times, that's significant. And so we're so grateful. And as Tammy says, that's how many more meals we can serve, and that's how many more routes we can open. So, Steve, we're just so grateful to you. Thank you so much.
And this is PVT Landfill outside of Nanakuli, right?
Right.
Right. Well, we appreciate you calling in and sharing. And how's the weather impacting your business out there? Are you a lot of people having to throw away things now due to the storm impact?
Yeah, we always get a lot of stuff after any one of the major storms.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually part of the solution in case we get a large hurricane, because a lot of the stuff will come to us. And then we have a plan in place already to do a lot of recycling. We already do a lot of recycling.
Mm-hmm.
We did about 22% of what came in last year was recycled out.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I heard Jim. I just caught the tail end of Jim talking and wasting a lot of stuff to Jim.
Well, yeah, you ship a lot of things because you also engage in recycling. So they're diverting things from burying them. They divert a lot of the materials and woods and metals and things of that nature. And absolutely, again, an environmentally friendly company. You know, some say, oh, it's a landfill. Well, we generate it, and they're just managing where it goes. So, you know, we tend to look at the landfillers as if they are evil. But if they weren't there managing this, imagine. Cool. It would be in every canyon, every side of the road. And so... Thank you, Steve, from PVT Landfill, Land Company.
Thank you so much.
We're actually looking to recycle close to 40% in the near future.
Wow. You know,
we're very big into recycling. Most people think a landfill, they just want to bury it, believe me. The more we can recycle, the more, you know, it's better for our business and for the island as a whole.
Right.
The thing that upsets me the most is to drive down the road and see mattresses and couches and abandoned cars and everything laying by the side of the road. You know, I think it's just, it's terrible. It destroys the beauty of the island.
And contaminates it, and everything rusts out, the paint and the oils and all of those things that are dumped. So thank you again, Steve Joseph.
Steve, thanks again, and I'm going to give you a phone number. But before then, I wanted to tell you that I've often heard it said about the earth that you cannot say your side of the boat is sinking. When it comes to recycling and environment, you cannot say that your side of the boat is sinking.
Well,
we're all in it together.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, Steve Joseph from PVT Landfill Land Company.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Aloha and thanks, Steve. You'll again listen to the Carol Cox Show. I have Hawaii Meals on Wheels Executive Claire Shimabukuro, Executive Director, and Tammy Hess, Volunteer. We have Melody on the phone. Is this Melody Aduha?
Yes, it is. Hello. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. It's beautiful here in Kaneohe. So at least the storm is passing out. It's getting sunny and just listening to your show, and I'm very impressed with all that you've done and all that you're doing. And I just also wanted to wish everyone a happy holidays and also make a contribution to Meals on Wheels.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Christmas.
coming early. Thanks, Melody. It's not much, but at least it'll help because you folks are doing such good work, and I'd like to contribute $35 for those that are in need.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Well, good.
You're just awesome. Thank you.
Well,
Melody, this is going to make a difference to the people on the Windward side. And you know, I know that you are on the Windward side. That contribution is significant for those on the Windward side who receive meals and are unable to subsidize their meal. So thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Well, and how have you been?
I'm good. I'm wonderful. You know, I'm just plugging away and working hard and hoping to get back into the bandwagon and do what's good for the community.
Okay. Well, thank you. So that's Melody Aduhar. And stay dry now because there may be a little more rain. Don't turn your back on the clouds.
That's right. Okay, and I encourage everyone to also contribute to Meals on Wheels or any other charitable organization that's out there. That, of course, they are all worthy, and there are some favorites. And let's just make it a great holiday season for everyone.
Aloha.
And to make a contribution, please call us at 988-6747, 988-6747, and we'll arrange for your contribution.
Well, you know, you say this is in the spirit of Christmas, but imagine the doorbell rings and it's you with the meal, a hot meal. Someone may not see anybody for the day, and it's you with the smiling face and a hot meal and what have you. We have another caller. Okay, you can call back again now. Celeste, just give us a call back at 524-1080.
As you said, you may be the only face, and you know that firsthand. You know, I want to tell everyone here that Mr. Cox is being very, very modest about his contributions here. In addition to having us on, which is such a kind gesture, he also went, he actually went on a delivery route and was the face that people saw. I think he might have mentioned Gordon, but he was there with the meal as much as anyone else. And so he was the guy that brought the meal to the door.
Right. Well, it was absolutely amazing. We have Celeste back. We dropped her earlier, but welcome back, Celeste. How are you?
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. So with my battery. I just think what you're doing is so wonderful. And I wanted to know, how do you volunteer as a person who would help with Meals on Wheels delivering? And also, I wanted to contribute $100.
Oh.
I did try to call that other number, and apparently they're Monday through Friday.
Oh, yes, we are Monday through Friday.
Yep. That's the recording that I got anyway.
Oh.
But,
it's because we're sitting in the radio station today.
Celeste, please call us. Someone's in the office from 8 to 6, Monday through Friday. And volunteering is easier than it seems. We ask someone to make a commitment one specific day every other week. So that would be between 1.5 to 2 hours every other week, which is about 3 to 4 hours per month. And we ask people to do it in the area in which they live to make it easy to get to a kitchen and deliver meals. So, first of all, thank you. Amazing. You want to be a volunteer and you're making a contribution. So thanks for that, and call us tomorrow.
And you'll love being a volunteer.
Well,
you really will.
Well, this is Miss Celeste Vokes, and you're out in Mililani, are you?
Yes, we are. And I'm a senior citizen also, so and I just thank God, just like you said at the beginning of the program, that couple in their 80s.
Yes.
I thank God that, you know, that I'm able to do this, but, you know, we're that's all we can do is be thankful and help those that can't do it for themselves, and
right.
Realize how important it is when there are these angels around us who are willing to do it. And someday it's our turn, and we have to take it. We have to
recognize that
somebody's calling us, and be thankful that we're on the giving end and not on the receiving end.
You know.
St. Francis said it's better to give than to receive, right?
Right.
We did, and we do have a Mili Lani route, and we have a volunteer who's 98 years old, and we have volunteers who are under 5 who go with their parents. And so we have volunteers as young as 3 and 4 and a volunteer that's actually 98 years old with a driver's license.
And delivering meals on wheels. Okay, folks, I don't want to hear any more excuses out there from you guys that are healthy and just sitting around doing nothing and complaining. You can call me, 524-1080, and give your name and do some volunteering or something. If we got couples that are 80 in their 80s delivering meals, and then we got a gentleman here, a person at 98?
98.
Okay. Shame. Well, anyway, thank you, Celeste. We appreciate you for what you've done and sharing with us. And
I'm also impressed with the fact that you could give to an organization and so much of it is going directly doing good rather than to, you know, paperwork. And
absolutely. At the office, we look at it as the amount of meals. We don't. It's kind of like there's a commercial on air now on the television for I believe it's for Roadrunner. I could be wrong, but where they say, I could get you that in $40. Well, that's how we look at the donations that we get at Meals on Wheels, that, oh my gosh, that'll be, you know, 10 meals. That's so fabulous. And if you went out and saw these folks that we deliver to, it's so meaningful.
But
it's so wonderful.
You talk about price and what the donations are, but I'll tell you something. What I saw in riding along, like Miss Yee, she talked about a Christmas tree, a Christmas decoration.
Oh, yes.
Her eyes lit up like Christmas lights, you know.
Exactly.
And what you folk are doing and other nonprofits are doing out there, caring and sharing, is priceless.
Right.
So, anyway, Celeste, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Celeste.
For what you're doing, and I love your program.
Aloha, and thank you. Well, I don't know what to say. It's just something I think anybody can do this. And we do every day. Others are not more as visible, but people give every day, and that's what makes things so great about life. It's you have a bad experience one day, and if you just wait a little bit, someone's going to come along. 100 might pass you by and never ask what's wrong, why are you sobbing. But I guarantee you, somewhere, at some time, someone's going to ask. So I really appreciate what you folk are doing. And when I saw the people come to the door, and they were, some of them were unable to get up and whatever, but seeing them, they were very happy. So, and it's just that interaction. So,
and you made a difference in their life that day. You really did.
Well, I'm hoping others will do that, and I really appreciate others calling in, and Snitch of Steel Hawaii, and Refrigerant Recycling, PVT Land Company, Celeste, Melody, and did I miss anybody or forget anybody?
I hope not.
You got
Steve
everyone.
Joseph, yeah.
And kindness of the community is just overwhelming.
Right, and so if you're out there and you have other organizations that you think could benefit from coming on air, well, please give me a call. I will be available next week, and if anybody's out there that has a special one, give us a call at 524-1080, or you can and go to the website at carol@carolcox.com. That's carolcox.com. And I have posted, the show will be up in the next 10 minutes, and you can download that or listen to it. Or you can read a little more about Hawaii Meals on Wheels. And to contact Hawaii Meals on Wheels, it's 808-988-6747. And their fax is 988-5719. The email is hmow@hawaii.rr.com. All righty, Claire Shimabukuro, Executive Director of Hawaii Meals on Wheels, thank you for joining us, and I hope we've helped a bit. And Tammy Hess, thank you, a volunteer.
Thank you, Carol.
And I'm going to have to get out of here and go, and we're going to film for Tina Crison's show, Pathways to Paradise, which airs on Channel 49 at Mondays, 6:30 on Olelo. So join in, and I'm going to be doing a story over there about carbon monoxide and the use and the concerns that are there. So again, thank you for joining, and if you would like to volunteer with Hawaii Meals on Wheels, feel free. And again, it's a holiday season. Let's be careful of what we feed our keikis. The fish is carbon monoxide treated. Let's be very, very careful and be concerned with what we feed them and the elderly, because there are some problems with salmonella and histamine. So aloha and thank you.
This is KWAI Honolulu.